Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Would you ever eat your pet?
Depends.
Okay, well, I guess the situation, you're on a, you know, desert island or something and you get hungry.
Well, I mean, some kind of starvation situation.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't think my dog would offer that much food. He's got a lot of hair, but not much meat. But, you know, it's kind of like that movie where the people crashed in the plane and they were in the snow-filled mountains.
Alive.
And some of the people weren't alive anymore, and so they ate them.
Let's just say he died.
Well, if he died, I mean, I wouldn't do it like to snack on him, but if I was hungry enough.
Yeah, how hungry am I?
Okay. Well,
because, I mean, I don't have any emotional attachment to his meat.
There are people who eat horse meat, and there are people who eat dogs.
Funny you say that. It just happened in Norway. A teenager received death threats for eating her own horse.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. And she had lost her horse. It was named Drifting Speed. And it became sick. They had to put it down. So she is like a chef, like a trainee chef. She's becoming a chef. And she revealed on Facebook a post that she was going to basically, after the
prepare and eat the horse.
Yes. They made fillets. They put them in the freezer so they could break them out every once in a while and have a drifting speed horse fillet.
Okay, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think I would like horse. But my wife, they used to raise rabbits to eat. And her dad would say, don't get attached to the rabbits because they're for food. They're not pets. And, of course, the kids would get attached to the rabbits. Yeah. And so then every time they had dinner, she would say, are we eating Gray Gray tonight?
Aww.
Because that was her pet rabbit.
Oh, the one she liked the most.
Right. But, you know, and then she wasn't there when her dad would, you know, take him and whack him upside the house to get him, you know, prepare. Right. They didn't do that. It was surely much more humane than that. The death fairy came and just.
Little death pixie dust there.
Right. But anyway, they ate their pet.
Well,
they didn't get death threats.
What she did, she described how she prepared her horse dish, and she uploaded the photos and everything of the meat and how it was mixed together with chili and mango and all kinds of other stuff.
To make it actually taste okay.
Yeah. she said it would be much, much better to eat the horse than have, like, worms eat it after it was buried.
But why was it sick? I'd have to know what sickness it had, because I certainly wouldn't want to eat tainted meat.
Well, it's an older horse, I'm guessing.
Was it mad horse disease or something?
Is there such a thing as mad cow disease?
And isn't an old horse good meat? I mean, it's already horse, and now you're using old, you know, scrawny, tangly, I don't know, gristly meat. I don't think that's the best food. But I'm not going to give her a death threat for it.
Well,
knock yourself out.
She put it on Facebook, and a lot of people leaving death threats came through. And then she posted on her social media account, Drifting Speed was some of the best meat I've ever eaten.
Good for her.
Yeah. Not backing down.
I'm tired of the trolls. And you know what? They should make it illegal to make death threats.
Well,
like that.
I think they have.
Well, then they need to start arresting people that are posting. But I couldn't do it.
Well, she loved this horse so much she'd given it a name. Obviously, she probably rode it several times.
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
The only live animal I want to see before I sit down to eat would be a lobster. I don't mind looking at the tank at Red Lobster and saying, I want that one.
Yes.
And I can't wait till it gets to my plate.
Yeah.
But I don't think I want to ever see an animal that's alive that I'm about to sit down and eat.
Well, that's your pet. I'm like, you get attached to this. You name the pet.
Yeah. Well, fish. I mean, if you go fishing, you fillet
fish. I don't like fish. No, I don't
like
it fresh like that.
Pigs. That's a big one, because pigs are kind of lovable critters if in some situations. I mean, gosh, look at that Babe. What was that?
That was the movie Babe.
Well, also Wilbur and all that crap.
Okay,
Charles Webb. Arnold,
you get a big old hog. I found myself taking a shortcut one time, and I ran through the wrong place at the wrong time. They run after you. They're mean, these hogs, and they're big. So
I'm just okay.
You're talking about a Harley rider? Those hogs?
Not those hogs. But, I mean, all pigs are not cute.
Okay, but I'm just saying, people eat cute pigs sometimes, but, I mean, they taste really good.
And the other day we talked about hamster.
No, hamster.
Oh, guinea pig. That's guinea pig. Yeah, somewhere else. Yeah.
No, but, you said hamster. You said you ate hamster poppers.
Hamster poppers. They're fried. But the thing about it is, I mean, this was a pet. And I know the death threat is way too much, but you think about eating your dog. Dermot.
It died, though. She didn't kill it to eat it. It died. There's nothing wrong with that.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't eat my own pet.
No, I couldn't.
Like, I couldn't. I'm like, I don't think you could eat Dermot either because he's so lovable.
I mean, honestly, after he's dead, if someone wants to do that, I would eat it.
Wrap it up in a burger wrapper and pop it in a microwave. I could see Tom eating.
I'll be honest, it's more about I don't think he would taste good. I just don't see him being good meat.
Well, she said it was good.
After the hair was shaved off your dog, there's nothing left of it.
Exactly. It's like that's just not even a good meal. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it, though. I honestly don't know why we don't eat people. That's a lot of good meat goes to waste right there.
KFP, Kentucky Fried People.
I'm going to put clothes on so he's not looking over here at this filet.
Finger licking good.
Don't worry, Hawk. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't got no meat on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.